The Filipino Traveler's Guide to Experiencing Israel Visa-Free. Discover Israel's wonders with the Filipino Traveler's Guide to Experiencing Israel Visa-Free. Learn about the top destinations like Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and the Dead Sea. Navigate culture and customs with dress codes, Shabbat, and dining tips. Immerse in Israel's culinary delights like hummus and falafel. Master basic Hebrew phrases for a richer experience. A must-read for adventurous Filipino travelers. So if you're ready to plan your grand view of this Middle Eastern adventure haven, welcome aboard on the Filipino Traveler's Guide to Experiencing Israel Visa-Free. Understanding Israel's visa-free policy for Filipinos. As Filipino travelers, we are always on the lookout for new destinations to explore. Israel is one such destination that has been gaining popularity among Filipinos. However, the process of obtaining a visa can often be a daunting task that discourages many travelers from making the trip. But did you know that as of 2021, Filipinos can now enter Israel without a visa? That's right. The visa-free policy for Filipinos is valid for a stay of up to 90 days, making it easier than ever before to experience the beauty of Israel. Imagine exploring the ancient city of Jerusalem, floating in the Dead Sea, or indulging in the vibrant food scene. With the visa-free policy, Israel is now more accessible than ever for Filipino travelers. But before you pack your bags, make sure to check the requirements and guidelines to ensure that your trip goes smoothly. Top destinations in Israel for Filipino travelers. Are you ready to immerse yourself in the rich history and vibrant culture of Israel? As a Filipino traveler, you have a unique opportunity to explore this beautiful country visa-free. So grab your map and let's start planning an unforgettable journey. Jerusalem. As one of the oldest cities in the world, Jerusalem is a must-visit destination. Its rich historical and cultural significance offers a unique experience for travelers. Don't miss the Western Wall, Dome of the Rock, and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Tel Aviv. Known as the Mediterranean Manhattan, Tel Aviv boasts beautiful beaches, vibrant nightlife, and a thriving art scene. Visit the Carmel Market, stroll down Rothschild Boulevard, or relax at one of the city's countless cafes. Dead Sea. A visit to Israel wouldn't be complete without floating in the therapeutic waters of the Dead Sea. This salt lake, bordered by Jordan to the east and Israel and Palestine to the west, is a natural wonder that offers a unique experience. Nazareth. As the hometown of Jesus Christ, Nazareth holds a significant place in Christian history. The Basilica of the Annunciation, Joseph's Workshop, and Mary's Well are among the highlights. Eilat. If you're looking for a beach getaway, Eilat is the perfect destination. Situated on the Red Sea, it's renowned for its coral reef, marine life, and water sports. Masada National Park. An ancient fortress on a towering plateau, Masada offers breathtaking views of the Dead Sea and the Judean Desert. It's also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Haifa. Home to the stunning Baha'i Gardens, Haifa is a city of diverse cultures and faiths. The Carmel National Park and Stella Maris Monastery are other noteworthy attractions. Remember to check travel advisories and health precautions before planning your trip. Enjoy your journey through the remarkable landscapes and rich history of Israel. Navigating Israel's culture and customs. Israel is a land of rich history, vibrant culture, and diverse traditions that invites travelers from all over the world to experience its wonder. However, with its unique customs and social norms, navigating through Israel's culture can be quite overwhelming for first-timers. Dress code. Israel is quite diverse when it comes to dress norms. In cosmopolitan cities like Tel Aviv, Western attire is common. However, when visiting religious sites, modest clothing is required. This means covering your shoulders and knees. Shabbat. From Friday evening to Saturday evening, many businesses in Israel close for Shabbat, the Jewish day of rest. Plan accordingly and consider this when scheduling visits to attractions or shopping. Tipping. In restaurants, a tip of 10 to 15% is customary. It's not required to tip taxi drivers, but you may round up to the nearest shekel if you wish. Transportation. Israel has a well-developed public transportation system, including buses, trains, and taxis. Rental cars are also available, but be aware that driving in Israel might be more aggressive than you're used to. Food and drink. Israeli cuisine is diverse and delicious. Don't miss the chance to try hummus, falafel, and shakshuka. Tap water is safe to drink in most places, but bottled water is widely available. Respect for religious sites. When visiting religious sites, show respect by speaking quietly and refraining from taking photos unless it's permitted. Currency. The official currency is the Israeli new shekel, ILS. Credit cards are widely accepted, but it's a good idea to carry some cash for smaller establishments or markets. Remember, the key to enjoying your travel is respect and understanding of local cultures and customs. Happy journey! Discovering Israel's culinary delights. There's no denying that Israel is a remarkable destination for travelers seeking a cultural and culinary experience. Israel's food adventure is a perfect blend of flavors and traditions that will leave your taste buds in awe. Hummus, a creamy dip made from cooked, mashed chickpeas blended with tahini, lemon juice, and garlic. Falafel, deep-fried balls or patties made from ground chickpeas, fava beans, or both. A common street food that's often served in a pita. Shakshuka, a dish of eggs poached in a sauce of tomatoes, chili peppers, onions, often spiced with cumin. Usually served for breakfast. Israeli salad, also known as Arab salad, it's made with diced tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, and parsley, dressed with fresh lemon juice and olive oil. Sabich sandwich, an Israeli sandwich, consisting of pita stuffed with fried eggplant and hard-boiled eggs. So pack your bags, and let's embark on an exciting adventure to taste Israel's authentic flavors and discover its culinary wonders. Basic phrases every Filipino traveler should know. As Filipino travelers, it's vital to equip ourselves with the basic phrases if we plan to visit foreign countries like Israel. Since this nation is abundant in history and culture, it's an excellent destination to explore. But to enjoy an authentic Hebrew experience, we need to communicate with the locals who predominantly speak Hebrew. Hello/goodbye, shalom, this word is used for both greetings and farewells. Thank you, Toda, it's always important to know how to show gratitude in any language. Yes, Ken, affirmative responses are simple with this easy-to-remember term. No, lo, this is the negative counterpart to Ken. Please, Bevakasha, this phrase is key to making polite requests. Excuse me, / I'm sorry, Slicha, use this term to get someone's attention or to apologize. Do you speak English, at a metabur onlet? For a male or at metabur at onlet? For a female. Remember, even a basic understanding of the local language can enhance your travel experience. It shows respect for the culture and often opens doors to more authentic interactions with locals. Happy learning! In conclusion, The Filipino Traveler's Guide to Experiencing Israel Visa-Free is a must-read for anyone looking to venture out to this mesmerizing country. This guide is not only informative but also inspiring as it details the beauty and culture of Israel in a way that is accessible to Filipinos. The authors have done an excellent job of providing a comprehensive roadmap for exploring the country, including practical tips on how to navigate Israel without a visa. Readers will be excited to discover hidden gems such as the Tel Aviv Beach, Jerusalem's Old City, and the Dead Sea, all of which are breathtakingly beautiful and rich in history. Overall, this guidebook is an invaluable resource for those who want to experience Israel's hospitality. And this book should be on everyone's reading list before setting out to explore one of the world's most culturally rich countries.